Well, North Korea is boasting of having test-fired a new tactical guided weapon less than 2 months after the failed nuclear talks in Hanoi. Leader Kim Jong-un was there to watch the launch and declared it a historic event which will increase the combat power of the People's Army. But Dr. Ewan Graham from La Trobe University suggests it's less about that and more about North Korea's unhappiness over the state of negotiations with the US.
Well, details are still sketchy at this stage. What we do know is that the North Koreans are claiming that they have launched some revolutionary new capability, but the US is saying that they haven't detected any ballistic missile test. Indeed, it's been over 500 days since the last ballistic missile test. So reading between the lines, it looks as though North Korea has tested some sort of tactical system, but not at a threshold that would be likely to induce new sanctions or to completely scupper the diplomatic relationship with the United States.
Now, Kim Jong-un has said that it's a historic event in strengthening the combat capability of the People's Army. What does he mean by that?
I think there are two signals that need to be discerned here. One is the external signal that's been sent to the United States, which is that Kim Jong-un's patience is wearing thin with the process since Hanoi, where the summit was scrubbed and they are effectively deadlocked since then. But he's also not tearing that apart either, hence the rather calibrated provocation of doing a non-ballistic missile test. There's also a domestic message that Kim Jong-un is sending. He is the commander in chief of the Korean People's Army. And it's important that in North Korea's system, that message is continuously underlined. So he didn't just preside over a test for external signaling purposes. He also visited an Air Force unit, rather unusually, and did so without any prior notification to the unit concerned. So there's also a sense here, I think, that he is making clear that he's still understood domestically as the commander in chief, and that he's paying attention to the modernization of the military, which is important for his own domestic power base.
So you're saying, while it's not a ballistic missile, it's a message that comes with two significant points for the international and the domestic market.
Yes, he's saying effectively that he has military options to up the ante. He's not willing yet to break the 500-day moratorium on ballistic missile test, but it's essentially trying to put pressure on the Trump administration to get back to the table on terms that the North Koreans are prepared to accept.
Now, Hanoi was in February. What is going to help make the next step between the US and North Korea on this?
Well, there's one other key diplomatic variable that's likely to drop in the next few days. There's a lot of speculation that Kim Jong-un is about to hold a summit with the Russian leader, Vladimir Putin, most likely in Vladivostok. So he's also making clear that he's got other diplomatic options. The Chinese, of course, are the primary partner that North Korea relies on, but he's also signalling that he's got other options. So that's also part of basically laying a calculated, layered message to the United States that he still is in the diplomatic game, but that there's more than one game in town, and the Russians, I think, are periodically brought in on that basis.
That's Dr. Ewan Graham from La Trobe University.